You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Last week, I sat down with Lizzie Mathis of thecoolmom.co, and we talked a ton about self-care. Now, if you follow me on any platform, if you go to the website, themom-forum.com, if you're following my personal page on Instagram, My Life is a Beach, if you're on the Mom Forum on Facebook, you know that self-care is my jam. That is what I am always talking about with mamas, the importance of it. And what I hear all the time is, I don't have time for self-care. I don't know how to implement self-care into my daily life. And I get it, because I was there. Man, I was there. And if you have not heard this story before, I am not sure if I have shared it on the podcast, but as many of you know, I am a birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and a stepmom to four. So after I had my fourth child, which was actually number eight out of the whole list of children. Yes, there's eight in all, if you didn't know that already. My husband had to go away for work, and he was away for basically 5 months. But in like the first couple of months of him being gone, mind you, I have a newborn, an infant. I'm breastfeeding, not sleeping regularly. My mother-in-law, my husband's mother, passed away. My stepdaughter had a flare-up of colitis and ended up in the hospital. And I was supposed to go to Australia after my husband's mother passed away to spend some time with him. Because of some messed up paperwork for the baby, we weren't able to get that. And y'all, I had the most embarrassing meltdown in the passport office when I handed that paperwork over to the guy behind the glass, and he looked it over. And because one singular date was wrong, he could not process the paperwork, and I was supposed to leave the next day. And I was so exhausted and so stressed out, and just, I was done and I broke. I literally was sitting there in front of this man with my child hanging out of a carrier, sobbing into a cloth diaper. It was a mess. I mean, I was just in a period of my life where it was really difficult to focus on self. I had three kids. I had older kids. I had the newborn. And it just seemed like things were just happening left and right and left and right. And I was done. And I sobbed like the uncontrollable, can't speak, like the, you have to suck in the deep breaths in between sobs. It was pretty ugly. And after that day, I realized that I could not let me get to that point again. Like, I was just pushing it because I thought I was going to have that escape and time, downtime in Australia with my husband, and it just didn't happen. And it should have never gotten to that point because I just was not doing self-care, and I just had not figured out how to make it a part of my life. And since that time, which is almost 2.5 years ago at this point, I have really, really, really done the work to focus more on me and learning how to incorporate self-care into my daily life on a regular basis so I don't ever get to that point again. Now, mind you, I didn't have like a breakdown. I guess you could call it a breakdown, but I didn't have like a major mental health breakdown, but I was having anxiety attacks and I just was a hot mess. Some people get to a much further level of depression, anxiety. But I say that to say that everyone, and mothers especially, should be taking the time to invest in their self-care. Now, I say that, and some of you are probably like, okay, fine, but I don't have time, I don't have the money, I can't afford this. I'm not talking about the self-care that you see on Instagram, the things that are so Instagrammable and pretty and consumer-based. Those are not the things that I'm talking about. I am talking about creating routines throughout your day so that you are taking time out to care for yourself. Just like you care for your children, you take the time out to talk to them. You take the time out to make sure they're having decent meals throughout the day. You're on them about drinking water. You're supporting them in their learning and helping them through homework. You're reading them bedtime stories. You're giving them hugs and loves and kisses and cuddle time and your focus and your attention. And you have to do that for yourself throughout the day in order for you to thrive as a mom and as a woman outside of motherhood. So you're probably going, okay, so how am I supposed to do all of that? Look, I'm not talking about like vacations away or 2 hours in a salon or getting a facial or getting your hair done. And I'm not downing that because I'm a girl that keeps a regular nail and hair appointment. But those are like the icing on the cake. What I'm talking about is implementing morning routines that allow you to prepare yourself for the day, giving yourselves nutritious meals throughout the day, giving yourselves a break or breathing time throughout the day, consciously breathing, making sure you're getting enough sleep, you're eating the right foods, you're tending to whatever mental, physical issues you may be having. All of these things. Now, it takes practice. You're not going to cover all of the things all of the time. And that's something that I'm constantly learning and dealing with, that you cannot care for all the pieces of you all the time. But if you can implement a regular self-care schedule, what you create is an environment for yourself where you are much more self-aware, where you don't reach a breaking point, and you have much more resilience throughout your day so that you can deal with all the things that come along with being a wife, a mother, a sister, a employee, a business owner, whatever titles you carry throughout life. So how do you do that? You need to sit down and really think about the things you need and want that serve your mental health, your social health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and your physical health. So what do you need to deal with any mental challenges that you may be having, or even to flourish mentally? Are you taking some classes? Are you learning something new? Are you taking time out to read things that interest you, that you can learn from? Are you having conversations with people that mentally stimulate you? Yeah, because when you spend the whole day talking to kids, you will lose your mind. Are you dealing with any depression or anxiety or eating disorders or whatever may be coming up mentally for you and your mental health? Are you dealing with those things? Are you seeing a therapist? Are you taking your medication? And if not, what are the things you have to do? Are you caring for yourself physically? Are you drinking water? Are you eating nutritious meals? Are you going to doctor's appointments? Like, I owe myself a mammogram, which I've been avoiding, but I'm going to, after I finish this, make that appointment because it's that my time of life where that needs to occur. Are you engaging with your friends for your social health? Are you giving yourself time out with your husband, with the circles around you, going out for drinks after work, having a mom's night out, or just taking downtime for yourself? There's so many things. Are you addressing your spiritual health? No matter what religion you practice, are you meditating? Are you journaling? Are you going to church on a regular basis? Like, what are the things that fuel your spiritual health? Now, you're probably listening to this list going, girl, I do not have time for all of that. So you sit down, you think about all of those things that you want to address, right? Pick three of them, because you just can't do all of them all the time. You cannot. So you pick three that you're going to focus on for the next 30 days, because I believe in 30 days being the amount of time you need to do something to change a habit. So you're going to pick just three of those things to focus on, right? So for me, it was my physical health. And that was getting back in shape. So getting a workout routine in place. Okay? That was one of my things. Another one of my things was I needed to get back, because I'm the kind of person that functions really well when I know that I have friends around me that are supporting me and that I can lean on. So I had to go back out to my friend circles and reach out to them and have them coming around more. And then my other thing was for my mental health, and that was to create space for me throughout the day to have quiet time. So I started getting up before my kids in the morning, making sure at some point in the middle of the day I had quiet time, and creating a bedtime routine for myself that allowed me to wind down after the day so that I could get some good sleep. So those were the three things that I decided that I needed to focus on to get my self-care and my sanity back on track. So of all the lists that you have come up that addresses all of these needs, just pick three. Three specific ones, and don't just say, I'm going to focus on my mental health. What specifically are you going to do? Are you suffering from anxiety, and so you're going to talk to your doctor about how you're going to deal with that and then implement the steps that you and your doctor decide to do? Is your blood pressure off the charts, and so you're going to change your diet so that you can address that, because that's a very stressful situation for you? Are you feeling like your relationship is neglected, and so you're going to create some space for some one-on-one time with you and your significant other? Pick three things that you're going to focus on for the next 30 days, and then create the things that you're going to do on a daily basis to address those three things. So you could address one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one at night. Or maybe 5 minutes of each in the morning, 5 minutes of each in the afternoon, 5 minutes of each at night. The thing is, you don't need to like take hours of your day to address these things. The key is that you're doing them consistently over a period of time, so that it becomes ingrained in your body that you start to do these things. Because frankly, us mamas, a lot of us are out of practice of doing things for ourselves. It is so easy to get lost in motherhood and just forget about you. You just push yourself to the back burner and you do everything to address everybody else's needs. And then you get burnt out and stressed out and you're resentful and pissed off at everybody in your life. But you haven't taken the moment to define what you need and want for yourself and to practice those things for yourself. So it's really unfair for us to blame the people around us for not providing things that we don't even know we want or need. So you pick the three things you're going to focus on and you're going to choose the action you are going to take to address those three things. So for me, I had to change my diet. So that meant eating low-calorie, healthy meals 3 to 4 times a day. So I first did it on my own for a little bit. And then because of my crazy schedule and my husband being out of town, I decided to go on a meal delivery service, which may not be easy for everybody. So what can you actually do within the confines of your day, what you can do for yourself, and also your financial restrictions? So you can't go out to eat all the time. So what can you do? Maybe you make Sunday your prep days, and that's how you prep yourself for the week so that you can ensure that you are eating healthy meals throughout your week. Maybe it's your mental health that you need to address. And so once a week, you're going to sit down with a therapist for an hour, for 30 minutes, whatever it is that you need to do. Or maybe you need to ensure that you are taking your anxiety medication every single morning. You make that a part of your routine. What are the steps you need to take on a daily, weekly basis to ensure that you are addressing the three things that you choose to address? Maybe it's your social health that needs some help. So are you setting up times for girlfriends to come over and hang out at the house? Bring the kids over. You guys hang out together. Maybe you guys can meet up for coffee on a Saturday morning while all the kids are at dance class or gymnastics or whatever the case is, just so you can have some downtime. Or maybe every Friday on your drive home from work, you call your best girlfriend and have a check-in. What are the things that you can regularly do to address the needs that you want to address? The needs and the wants. But if you don't start practicing that on a regular basis, making it a regular part of your routine, it's never going to happen. And the other side of that is once you have done this and you are clear on what it is you are wanting to do, trying to do, you won't be stuck in that idea of, I can't find the time for this. No, because you're making the time for it. Just in the same way you make the time to make dinner for your children. You make the time to sit down with them and do homework. You make the time to ensure that they're brushing their teeth, that their hair is combed, and they are looking decent and feeling good on the way to school. You got to do that same thing for you. So you sit down, you write down the things that you need to address in your self-care, thinking about your mental health, your social health, your physical health, your spiritual health. And good gracious, the last one is falling out of my head. I can't think of it, but I know I addressed it earlier. From that list, you're going to pick those three things that you want to focus on. And for each thing, you're going to create actions that you can take on a consistent, regular basis for the next 30 days to practice. It's practice. And let me tell you, this practice will be forever changing. Like, I finally got my weight under control. And then I realized that I needed more sleep. And so I needed to focus on my sleep. And things come up in life where you need to adjust your focus and make a change to the routine. The kids are in school, the kids are out of school. So you're having to constantly adjust and make a change. But once you get used to adding you to your routine and your daily to-do list, that's the habit that will continue to go on and will serve you. Now, I put all of this into my mom's self-care planner. So you can click on the link in the show notes, and it's got a much deeper process that I take you through. And it's got a 30-day journal in there for you to document the 30 days of trying the self-care routine on a daily basis. If you would like that, go click the link that I put into the notes. And there is a 10% off link provided in the notes below. Just enter podcast in the coupon area and you will get 10% off of your purchase. You can get a digital version or a hard copy version. And I just want to encourage you, even if you do not get the self-care planner, to try this on your own time. To try finding ways, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, to implement steps to improve your self-care on a daily basis. If that is finding the time to unwind before you move on to the next thing, like sit in your car after you leave work, take 3 to 4, 3 to 5 intentional deep breaths before you move on to go pick up the kids, or drive in silence before you go there, or ensure that you're have that water bottle and you're drinking the water throughout the day so that you're hydrated, so you're not getting headaches, so you're not thinking that you're hungry and you're eating crap throughout the day because you're mistaking dehydration for hunger. Yes, those kinds of things happen. And try this plan for 30 days. And I guarantee you, you will feel better and you will find it much easier to ensure that you are on your to-do list, because it will become a habit. Now, those actions of what you actually do to take care of yourself, that's going to change. And when you can actually do it throughout your day, that's going to change too. But really what I want you guys to work on is the habit of doing something for you every day, every single day. It could be as simple as getting up early to drink a cup of coffee and take some deep breaths before you get everybody else up in the house. If that's all you can start with that. It can be as simple as putting the kids in bed by a certain time, which, okay, let me take that back because that's not very simple, but to ensure that you get 20 minutes of downtime so you can unwind before you get ready for bed. Just something. Sit down and do this, ladies. Please just give it a try, and I guarantee you will feel less stressed, less anxious, more present during the times that your kids are around, your spouse is around, your partner is around. Just try it. And I promise you, you will feel the difference. I can't say it enough, ladies. We have got to practice self-care. We have to make it a priority, and we have to require the people around us to respect that time and space for us. All right. Share with me what you're going to do with your self-care. Use the hashtag MomSelfCare and the Mom Forum Podcast. So hashtag MomSelfCare, hashtag Mom Forum Podcast. And share with us what you're going to be doing. We'll be looking for it on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All right. Mwah. Have a great week, mamas. And we'll see you next week on the Mom Forum Podcast. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.